Welcome back to the Book of Psalms, my friends. The 13th is a lament. How long, Lord? A psalm for the lonely, for the abandoned, for the forgotten. More precisely, it's for the believer who is forgotten by God. I know. The Lord never forgets his people. He will never leave you nor forsake you. I know that. You know that. But right now, in this psalm, our friend David doesn't feel that. He's a believer, man after God's own heart, no less. And he feels forgotten. Take a look at verse 1. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? Now, for some of us well-meaning friends trying to help David, let me stop us before we start. We might want to fix him, you know, make it better. Encouragement is good, but when good intentions cross over into depression shaming, we're not helping. If we make them feel like a lesser Christian because they're depressed, we're making it worse. And don't do that to yourself either. Shame makes us hide, and hiding our feelings means we don't process our feelings, and unprocessed feelings get stuck inside. The beauty and power of the Psalms is the expressing of feelings. Real feelings, even wrong feelings, are real feelings, and they won't get right until we process them. The Psalms help us process. Look at the top of the Psalm. It's right there, for the director of music. Not only did David feel it, he put it to song and kept it. Then he sent it to the worship director so everyone could sing it together to God. And the Holy Spirit saw fit to ordain this psalm for scripture, for us. This is Bible. David feels abandoned by God, like it will never end. He sings it, and God saved it for us. Amazing. He saves every tear, doesn't he? What does this psalm sound like to me? There's a classic Rod Stewart song called Seems Like a Long Time. Fits well here. Also, The Porter's Gate has a song called Daughters of Zion, a beautiful and hopeful lament. So let's dig in. Verse 1. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? There are tears in those words. How long, Lord? Four times he repeats, how long? It's one thing to endure heartache, quite another to be stuck in it. Will you forget me forever? Forgotten is a pretty lousy feeling. We've all been there. I think we're most prone to feel it in our teen years. Friends leave you behind, and the pit grows in your heart that keeps telling you no one cares anymore. Grow older, get some perspective, things get better. But David is a grown man here, and it's not just friends who forgot him. How long, Lord, will you forget me? That's a whole different level of feeling forgotten, unremembered by your Maker. David felt it. A lot of believers have felt it. And have you ever considered that Jesus felt it? My God, why have you forsaken me? It was terrible, and he felt it. Jesus can relate. That amazes me. Now, feelings are not always reality, but they are part of our real experience. And read closely. He feels forgotten, like God is hiding his face. David went through some long struggles with enemies chasing him down for years. Even as king, he lost a son more than once. Trials like that can feel like God is hiding. Verse 2. How long must I wrestle with my thoughts, and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Wrestling with thoughts, anxiety, thought pattern in downward spiral. New day, same sorrow. One is bad enough, but if this is going to be my everyday, come on, Lord. I just want to be done. And that enemy's triumph part, David feels defeated. You know that feeling? Losing a big game is one thing, but losing at life can just deflate you. I remember a really hard year. Well, it was a hard decade, really. But smack in the middle, it was just relentless. You ever heard the phrase, I can't win for losing? That was like my theme song. Job, bills, mortgage, argument. If it could be lost, I lost it. Now, this isn't about me, and I know plenty of you have stories that could melt the wax off mine. We all go through it one way or another, and no one has a monopoly on pain. I share mine because it was real, and reading through the Psalms should be about reality. Hypothetical struggles only offer hypothetical hope. I want to know this stuff works on the real hurts. Now, I do not have enemies in the same way that David did. Violent enemies, war enemies. Our stories are all different. But the greatest enemy to reckon with in verses like this is the devil. Our enemy is real, and the spiritual forces of darkness will absolutely make it their aim to help you feel forgotten and defeated, especially when God has plans for you. Crazy part of my story, that year I felt so defeated, same year we launched Through the Word, seemed like nothing went my way. Looking back, those trials were vital to my faith story, but in the midst, we just felt lost. I had plenty of promises from God, so does David, so do you. But those were so long ago, they felt forgotten. I felt forgotten. How long, Lord? Verse 3. Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. The middle stanza of the psalm is a desperate prayer. That's what David does with his sorrow. He prays, I need to know that you see me, Lord. I need to hear you respond. I need light so I can see. If you don't come through, Lord, I could just close my eyes, fall asleep, and die. He's not suicidal. He's just done. I'm no expert, but that sounds a whole lot like depression to me. Does it encourage you to know that David went through depression? It should. He's a man of God, after God's heart. His struggle does not diminish that. If you don't come through, God, I'll just die. And in verse 4, and my enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. David is a fighter, a warrior, but right now, he just can't find the will to fight. Why bother? If you don't come through, Lord, if you don't come through. I don't know how long David spent between verse 4 and verse 5. I don't know how many times David repeated the first two stanzas when he sang the song. I'm guessing some renditions had more repeats than others. But I do know this, the song doesn't end there. Verse 5, but I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. What a change. What a turnaround. But what changed? His situation? Nope, not yet. David changed his mind, changed what he's looking at. He started praying to God. And in the process of pouring out his soul to the Lord, his eyes got fixed on God. And he realized, I trust you, Lord. I trust in your unfailing love. Now, that little phrase translates one of the Bible's most important Hebrew words, hesed. A 1535 English translation invented the word loving kindness because we just don't have a word to capture its depth. It's the love of God, part of his name in Exodus 34. It shows up 128 times in the Psalms. That's key. David trusts because he knows God's nature. His love will not fail. Back in that dark year of trial, I held on to that phrase, even started signing off emails with it, always in the unfailing love of Christ. I needed to say it for my own sake. Verse 5 again, but I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. Final verse, I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. And there's that determination again. David makes a decision. I will sing praise. I will sing to the Lord. I want to declare it. I want him to hear it. Why? Look at my life. Not just right now. Look at my whole life. I know he's been good to me. I know his promises. I know he will never leave me. I know he won't forsake me. I trust you, Lord. So if that's all true, why didn't we just start there? Well, feelings don't work like that, and our faith is stronger for going through the process. If your feelings can relate to this psalm, you're in good company. David, Jesus, and countless more. If I could send you a song to respond to this one, there's a song by Switchfoot that nearly brings me to tears every time I hear it. I won't let you go. So powerful. That's my song for you. But first, my psalm for you is Psalm 13. How long, Lord? Revelation 6 answers, just a little longer. Hold on, hold fast. He is coming quickly. His love will not fail.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.